Yeah. For the AC, right? Oh my God. Yes. This is it. Come on in. So you must be the new maintenance man? Like, can you believe how hot it is in here? I'm pretty sure the AC is broken or something. I don't know. Maybe you can fix it or whatever. Yeah, I have all these new outfits I want to try on. And I don't want to get them all sweaty and gross, but I need fresh picks for today. So, go do whatever it is you need to go do, okay? What? You don't need to stare, okay? I'm only down to this because it's so hot in here, which you're supposed to be fixing. And I'm at home, so like whatever. Girls at the beach wear less than this. Don't know, isn't it like this thing in the window? It's been off all day and it still hasn't come on. Wait, what? What do you mean? Didn't my dad tell you to come here and fix the cooling? Yeah, so it needs to be working, like now, okay? And keep your eyes to yourself, pervert. I'm gonna call my dad, and he's gonna come over here, and then maybe he'll. Daddy! The guy came over to fix the cooling, and now he said that he's not gonna do it. Yeah, and he keeps looking at me and saying all these perverted things. No. I mean, yeah, but that's what I always wear around the house. And it's really super hot. Can't you just come home and make him fix it? Ash and Katie are coming over later. Fine. Hey, mister, my dad wants to know what's wrong. Daddy, he says it's not plugged in. Well, that's what he said. And besides, how am I supposed to know any of that? Fine, whatever. So, my dad says the AC is probably not broken and you can leave, I guess. Wait, he said if I was being a little brat, then I should apologize. So, what do you think? Was I being a little brat? Not sure what to say, huh? Afraid to call me out? You know that other maintenance guy? I think he got fired or something. Anyway, I was always pretty sassy whenever he was around. One time, he told me that he wished he could bend me over his knee. I think he wanted to spank my little tush. So, are you gonna plug it back in or what? Yeah, you came over to fix the AC. You should do something. I mean, isn't it your job? Oh, finally. I hope it's actually going to work. Good. I can feel a little cool air. That's better. Hey, you see this tiny tank top? Yeah, here, come feel the fabric. It's really thin, huh? Like, I bet you don't have any clothes this thin. Guess what? These cute little undies, they're even thinner. Anyway, we're talking about my tank top, not my panties, pervert. And you know what? I don't ever wear little tank tops like this out in public. Yeah, these are my PJs. They're super comfy to sleep in and so soft. But yeah, kind of thin, I guess. Don't you think so? Especially in front of the AC. My little nipples, they just pop up and say hello. Don't be shy. I mean, I answered the door in my panties, okay? And you've basically had a boner ever since. It's kind of funny watching you try to hide it. But, I don't know why. I'm not hiding anything, am I? So, you're the new guy. The new, maintenance man, yeah? You know that last guy got fired, right? Mm-hmm. I heard that he got caught fucking one of the tenants. Oh, sorry. I guess it's not polite to talk like that. To talk about fucking. I think he had her bent over a dryer in the laundry room. Can you believe that? So, I don't know what kind of rules they have for maintenance guys, but it's probably not a good idea to fuck any girls in the laundry room.
There's a camera. I heard there's a video.
I'm sure you could go check it out if you wanted to. Perv. Seriously, though, I would just ignore the laundry room. I mean, you don't want to get any ideas, do you? And it's total perv patrol down there anyway. It's always the same horny guys sniffing around. They're probably hoping that I drop a pair of dirty panties. Seriously, guys are either dumb or perverts or both. And then there's you, Mr. Man. Like, you have this perfect opportunity to help a girl out with her broken air conditioner. And what, you refuse to do your job? And on top of that, you are getting paid to do this. I mean, I don't know what your last, job was. Oh, let me guess. Garbage man. Night janitor. Whatever it was, I bet it wasn't watching cute girls cool off on a hot fucking day. So yeah, all guys are perverts. And dumb. Like, you didn't even get the hint that maybe I unplugged the AC. I guess not. Or how about this, outfit? Do you really think I was so overheated that I couldn't even wear some shorty shorts or a skirt? Not even to answer the door? No? What then? You think I just let random dudes check me out in my favorite undies? Yeah, let's pretend that I like to prance around in pink panties and crop tops all the time. Because that's totally normal, right? Like just another everyday average thing for you? Change some light bulbs, mow the lawn, talk to little sluts with perky tits. Oh my god! I cannot believe that you're not jumping at this! Do I need to get up right in your face? Look, I'm just an inch away. Well, my chest is. almost touching. And they're still hard, right? Even out of the cold. Yeah, that's not the only thing that gets them hard. Sometimes it's just the fabric of my shirt. Obviously, I don't really need to wear a bra. But sometimes I just get really horny and they just pop out. Ugh, hard little nipples. Oh, and guess what else is hard, mister? Should we check? I mean, I hate to be outdone. you know, I thought you might be pretty big, but yeah. Wow, okay. I'll tell you what, you have to let me get my hand on this thing. I'm pretty sure I've never seen one that big. And you kind of have to at least let me see it, right? Come on. Yes, that's right. Pull it out. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I am totally grabbing onto that. Oh my god. Whoa, of course you love that, you perv. Oh, you can put your hands wherever the fuck you want. This little show and tell was all for you. And now it's time to play. Of course you go straight for my boobs. Yeah, they're fucking perfect, right? And right in front of you. And I told you they were fucking hard. Pinch my nipples. Fuck. You like making me squirm, you horny pervert. Do you think I was begging for it in a shirt like this? Whatever, these are just my jammies. And I can wear tiny fuck-me tank tops anywhere I want. And you haven't said a thing about these little pink panties. They're kind of slutty, huh? Little slut panties. Oh my god, pervert! You shouldn't even be looking at my panties. We're putting your hands all over them. Mister? Are you trying to touch my little pussy through my panties? Or just get inside my panties? You dirty fucking pervert. I knew you couldn't keep your hands off this little ass. Yeah, give me a little squeeze. Yeah, pull me into you. Are you playing with my little pink butthole? Let me guess. Since I'm such a naughty slut, you think I like it up the ass? What would my daddy say, huh? Think he'd like to catch his daughter getting fucked up her little butt? Probably no more than catching me with my hand around your cock. So either worry about it or don't. I'm not. Yeah, I know you're watching me. Watching me stroke it. It's fucking hot, right? I'm guessing you're not too worried about work right now. Right? Because there's this hot little slut in front of you, jacking you off. Let me ask you. Haven't you always wanted to fuck the shit out of one of those uppity little sluts? You know who I mean. Like, all the girls in this apartment building. Duh. All those clueless bimbos and bitchy girlfriends. They're all basically a bunch of snobby rich girls. They're all such little brats, too. Aren't they? They always need this or that. Like, get a maid, right? Yeah. What they really need is to get their tight little asses fucked, huh? All those little bitches. They try and tell you what to do. And you just love to shut them up and stuff their bratty mouths with this rock-hard cock. Yeah, can't be a little brat with my mouth full of cock, right? Come on! You know that you would love to cram your cock inside my filthy fucking mouth. Oh, you got harder there. You fucking pervert! You're staring at my wet lips. It's just this slutty lip gloss. Flavor, too. Strawberries. Don't get any ideas, perv. I bet you think that I'm just gonna drop to my knees like a good little slut, huh? I know you want these pouty lips around your cock. Ugh, guess again. I'm not getting naked, and I'm not doing anything but playing with this big hard thing. Sorry. I'm gonna let you in on my dirty little secret. Like, I know that you're dying to fuck this sweet little pussy. You know, my pussy. That hot and horny hole that you've been groping for the last couple minutes. And guess what? These slutty little panties look just as hot around my knees. But I'm not pulling them down just because some pervy guy wants to fuck. I never pull them down. But they always get yanked down somehow. It's always like a second before that I'm getting pushed down pretty rough. And a second later that I've got some big, fat fucking cock stretching me out. Oh, and guess what? I'm always asking for it. And I always fucking deserve it. So, You'll figure it out sooner or later. Or not. I mean, it's up to you whether you want to just, endure this loser job. Or fuck a little bratty slut on the side. Fuck, you are really getting hard for me. It's, like, throbbing. Are you gonna come for me? I bet that you would just love to get a glimpse under my shirt for that, huh? Yeah? Wanna come on me? Come on my titties. You've been groping me pretty bad, mister. I know you like them. Yeah. Keep grabbing my butt and staring at my chest from like an inch away. I'm right fucking here watching you, perv. Come on, rip my shirt off and get a real look. It doesn't really matter. This see-through top is like next to naked anyway. It's just so thin. It's almost like a tissue. And it could tear pretty easily. And I can't take it off because I'm busy jerking you off, pervert. So yeah, you can see these perky, perfect tits up close and live up in your face. But only if you treat me like the slut that I am. Oh my god, what are you doing? Those are my jammies! You really fucking did it, huh? Bet you can't guess how you can get inside my panties, huh? I see you checking out my tits. pretty nice, huh? They kind of bounce a bit when I stroke you. Like every time I pump your dick, but not much. Pretty firm, actually. Yeah, firm, perky tits to watch and touch and come all over. Come on! Do it. I know you want to blow a load for me. And, on me. I know you're fucking aching for it. Come on, do it! I always like to see hot cum dripping down and off my titties. Sometimes down my nipple. And I usually taste that for myself. Oh, fuck! You're really ready for it, aren't you? Are you ready to come for this little slut? Yeah, you keep watching me stroke your rock-hard cock and talk dirty in just my panties. Can't keep your hands off of me, can you? And you are gonna blow that hot, creamy load for me all over my titties. Come on! Make me take it. Make me take it like a naughty, nasty little cum slut. Watch me stroke this big fucking cock and make you shoot your cum all over me. All over my tits like a porn star. You wanna fuck this neighbor girl and make her take your dick? You know I'm a nasty little girl. A dirty slut that takes it up the ass and sucks you off. But that's because that's what you make me do. And I fucking love it. Oh, yes! Oh, fuck yes! Come for me! Yeah! Oh, fuck! Yes! Oh, my God! Wow! You really covered me. Yummy. Lots of cum all over me. Oh, fuck! You need to leave. Yeah, my dad gets home, like, any minute. Yeah, pull up your pants and leave. Goodbye. Don't forget to think about me when those bitches start calling. I don't really think that you're going to need to fix anything. You are going to be so mad. You're either going to quit your job or come on by and fuck me. And that's a pretty easy decision to make. But now you got to leave. That was fun.